Oh, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Y'all know we have our theme song going. You can be your own bank. You can be your own bank. Listen, family and friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to Hidden in Plain Sight, Bridging the Gap, Bridging the Gap. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited today. Today is an amazing day. So firstly, we want to say welcome to all of our family and friends. So thank you, Rejoice 904, Facebook family. I was about to say Netflix. Am I speaking something in existence? Praise the Lord. Yes, well, Netflix too. But Facebook family, LinkedIn, and YouTube. We are on and popping and locking. And we're excited because today is an amazing day. And we have some amazing topic to talk about. But before we get started, let me tell you who I am. Licia Monet, everyone's favorite radio, TV personality, empowerment influencer, globally known as the Wealth Connector, a part of the largest economic empowerment movement in the history of mankind, aka the Be Your Own Bank movement. Yeah, I have to move just like that because that move is just like that, smooth and popping and locking. I don't know why I've been saying popping and locking a lot. But anyways, family and friends, today is an awesome day. Before and just to give you a better understanding of this movement, listen, the Be Your Own Bank movement is for people who want to control their financial destiny. And guess what? We're focused on economic empowerment and bridging that economic gap. And I'm so excited that these gaps are being bridged today. Hits the name of our show, Bridging the Gap, aka Hidden in Plain Sight. So before I go further, let me go ahead and let my co-host introduce himself. And then we have some amazing people that you get the pleasure of hearing from today. So let me pass it to Mr. Green. The ball's in your court.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is your boy, Coach Green, talking Green with Green. I'm so excited to be here today, Hidden in Plain Sight, Bridging the Gap, the official launch of the BYOB movement. I'm so excited for today's episode. That's why I got my purple on, because we have royalty in the house. Our co-founders are here with us today, with whom this movement would not have gotten started, would not have been birthed, would not have been financed, right? And so we're going to be talking more and more about that today. But because royalty is in the house, Mr. Rogers, Ms. Dyer, who you'll hear from more in a moment, we're going to get this thing started, but I'm excited to be here today. Coach Green with Green, talking Green with Green, where we talk about your money, talk about your mind, talk about the master. But today we're going to talk about your money.
Oh, and so today, yes, today we're talking about the BYOB launch, the official launch. But let's like he said, royalty's in the house. We got to talk about the experts. So when we're saying you're in for a treat today, we're talking about the founders of this movement. We're talking about the Be Your Own Bank movement. And when we say these people are extremely successful and experienced as well, they position themselves to be in the top percent, one percent of money earners. They love having a lot of fun and helping a lot of people. When I say they have a really big heart, they really do. And they're making a lot of money. So it don't get any better than that. So make sure after we introduce them that you grab a pen and paper, you take notes, make up your mind today that today is the day you make a decision to take advantage of this information that they are giving us today and go for it. Listen, I'm just saying. So me and Coach Green were talking. So we said that I get to do the lady and he gets to do the gentleman. And so I want to introduce, yes, because ladies first anyways, because one of my favorite mentors, educators, a woman who has been really phenomenal in my life, I want to share with you, she is Miss Tasha M. Dyer, the Trade Whisperer. You know, she is a retired U.S. Army major. She, you know, she's been positioning people left and right. She has a background in finances, and she's the creator of a cash out strategy that we use in the training academy within the Be Your Own Bank movement. And she is a woman who is taking lead and bringing everyone along with them to really live life on their own terms. So I'm excited to introduce Miss Tasha M. Dyer, aka the Trade Whisperer. Hi, Miss Dyer.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. I am excited today to be here with each and every last one of you guys. Hello, Rejoice 904. It has been a long time. I have to say hello. Hello, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're streaming from, wherever you're listening from, let me say hello. And I'm excited to share some information with you so you can understand our heartbeats, understand exactly why this movement is so important to us, your personal economic empowerment. and why we're here ultimately. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? Why are we here? And so let me just say hello, hello, hello to every last one of you guys. And I'm excited to get this call started today.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to follow up and introduce the founder himself, a gentleman who truly needs no introduction, over 20 plus years in the industry of investment banking, commercial lending, a business coach, a renowned author, a man of God. And I say a man of God because a lot of people shy away from that when they talk business, but he literally brought the word into the business. He actually co-authored a book called Success on God's Terms, specifically talking about how you need to infuse God in the marketplace each and every day. And so being the founder of this movement, the visionary of this movement, I want to bring to the table, Mr. Gerald D. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm absolutely excited and amazed to be here as well. But hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening on this, 904, rejoice904.com, Facebook, social media platform, LinkedIn, Twitter, MySpace, iSpace, TikTok. Hey, we here to have fun too. You know what I'm saying? But listen, the individuals who are hosting this call, let me tell you, these are some amazing individuals. I mean, you have the wonderful wealth connector herself, Miss Alicia King, and the man that also too needs no introduction himself, Mr. Marvin Green, talking green with Green. And so, ladies and gentlemen, these two individuals have taken this mantle, and they're the host of this broadcast. And I'll tell you, their heart is amazing. Just a treat and a pleasure to be able to have someone that you know that does something better than you. And they're the ones who have taken over this broadcast. So we're absolutely excited to have them. And then I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge my business partner, the co-founder, the one and only, the dynamic Miss Tasha M. Dyer, the oil that gets it done. Fresh oil, fresh anointing. Woman of God. And so I want to honor her as well for being the most astute and amazing business partner as well with this movement.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you all so much, everybody, for chiming in. And what we're going to do, we obviously going to just have a conversation today. Miss King, of course, always takes the lead and will do so. And so we're going to let her do her thing. Our wealth connector, she always runs things in this space. So we're going to let her run it and we'll just follow the lead. But we want you all, people chiming in from all over the world, listening to what we're talking about today. Understand what the Be Your Own Bank movement is all about. Understand how you can get involved, how you need to get involved today, how you have to take control of your financial future right now. There's so many things going on in the world. People want to say that we're in the middle of a recession. But like we know, there is no recession. You just got your bait. You got your fishing rod in the wrong pond, right? And so when you know where to put that fishing rod and when you know where the fish are, you can literally get all the fish you want to get. So, Ms. King, I'm going to let you take the lead and let's get this thing started so we can hear about these two amazing individuals, hear about their past a little bit, and kind of what eventually brought us to where we are today.
Oh, most definitely. So this is exciting. Once again, these are the founders of the Be Your Own Bank movement, the co-founder and the founder. So they're the experts. So these are the people we need to talk to. So, you know, really when it comes to the Be Your Own Bank movement, I joined, I guess, about 2.5 years ago, almost three. Oh my God, I'm like a toddler. So yes, I'm a BYOB toddler. But yes, so I really want to touch bases because I think the real meat of it is, you know, in the beginning, what was this movement made for? I understand, and it's changed me and my family's life, but I think a lot of people really want to know, and during this pre-launch and the official launch of the movement, what is the meaning of this movement for being prompted to stating economic empowerment? What is that? And what is this movement doing in that space to economically empower people all over the world?
Well, you said something. You asked a question, and that question was, why did we even get started? And I think that pretty much is going to really help you understand our heartbeats and why it's so important. Because you have to have a certain passion. You have to have something on the inside to actually bring you to a point to where you want to, you know, kind of press through. And so I will tell you a little bit about me, where I'm from, what I went through, and how.
Please.
You know, so I come from a single parent household. My mother was terminally ill. Almost 20 years that she's transitioned this summer to be 20 years. And so while I was growing up, I'm the oldest. And there were things that I desired, but the position that we were in, my dad was in another state, you know, so obviously it was tight. You know, I come from a reality that you didn't know what was for dinner, or even if you were going to have a roof over your head the next day. There were things that I wanted to do, activities that I wanted to partake in, and I couldn't do it because as soon as I could work, I had illegal jobs before I could have legal jobs to attempt to keep food in on the table, to attempt to keep, you know, because I wasn't of working age. So that's what I meant, illegal job, not that other stuff. So I say that and I share that because it was always a struggle, you know, and it was always, you know, we had individuals that helped us. I had an aunt that was always there, you know, things of that nature. But it's not the same as you having to be a caregiver for your parent and also to look out for your siblings. And so as I call myself a grown adult. But what it was for me is I had an aunt, like my mother's sister. I love her. I call her my second mom. So it's no disrespect or anything to her. But for me, what it was is there was an expectation of things that she was supposed to do for us. There was always, and it's unfair to her because she did a lot, but I did at a young age, I did not appreciate what she was doing. I think I had an expectancy. But there was an aunt that I didn't expect. There was an aunt that I didn't. And, you know, she offered to pay for my college. She offered for me to come live there, you know, and I always wanted, but she saw that desire in me. And even though it didn't happen, I didn't accept that offer. What it did is it kind of opened a light in a window that even that somebody sees you while you're dreaming. Somebody sees you. While, you know, somebody sees your desires and there are people willing to help you. So fast forward, you know, I joined the military. I enlisted, retired as a field grade officer, you know, served my country, was in the financial space and then logistics. And then ultimately, I thought I was going into logistics when I retired and things of that nature. But however, you know, there are some economic realities that kind of set in. When I retired. And when I say economic realities, that's, you know, because I began to see the world through a different lens. And that's because the military cushions a lot of things because you get accustomed to, you know, they give you extra money for rent, extra money for food on top of your base pay. You know what you're getting paid. You go to work, don't go to work. You're getting paid on the 1st and the 15th. And that's not everybody's story. You know, that's not the reality that's out there. So for me, what shifted is I wanted to get back into the financial space and help people because of my background, because of where I come from, because of what my experience was. And I became a financial advisor and I began, but my clients had to already have a net worth. You know, my clients, the company that I was affiliated with, my clients had to have something already. And you already had to be making money. You already had to have income in order to actively participate and for me to serve you. Well, what about everybody else? What about the individuals like me? What about them? So for me, I walked away from that because it wasn't fulfilling, because that's not what I ultimately desired to do. And so back up and rewind, I had the opportunity to connect with our visionary. I had heard of him, but I had never met him. And so we had the opportunity to sit down and talk. And I caught the vision the first day that we actually sat down, because it just spoke to my heart for, you know, what he actually envisioned. It just spoke to my heart. And that's why I'm here.
Well, what we want to do, I think she has me muted.
No, I can hear you.
You hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. So what we want to do is, as she backed up a little bit, Mr. Rogers, could you tell us about that vision? You obviously college graduate as well, involved in investment banking space, as I said. What actually led you, one, to the industry? So let's talk about the industry a little bit that you saw yourself in the late 90s, and then eventually how you evolved to the space where you not only saw this concept called Be Your Own Bank or the philosophy, but exactly what that meant to you and how that conversation took flight 5 years ago.
The amazing part about this understanding is, I'm just like everyone else, you know, the roadmap in order to eclipse financial freedom, you know, I thought you couldn't tell me I was not going to be a Hall of Famer football player, and not understanding that sports is a business, you know, it was a rude awakening for me. And I just made a decision that I was going to do everything I possibly could to understand how money works. And I wanted to make sure that my money was always working for me. Unfortunately, you know, the educational system that we've all been, you know, approached by and adhere to, it doesn't afford that. And then things just started happening. I got exposed to information, and I want to talk about that in a minute, because that's really what it is. It's your level of exposure and being open. You know, one of my mentors have always told me that the most expensive thing that an individual can own is a closed mind. And I'm just fortunate and glad to know that my was always open. And so I started, you know, navigating through this process and now being able to take advantage of all the information that was available to me. And I just decided that I was going to take as many people who was willing to listen to create their own personal financial narrative, because I started doing some math. Then I started looking at people who had been working 20 or 30 years. They got to that retirement age and they were forced to go back to work again. So as a thinking person, I said, that does not make sense. So let's put things in place. And then, you know, once again, it was my exposure. I got introduced to making money work. I got introduced to the industry that most people shun from, direct sales. And I love it because it's a wealth principle, right? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about wealth principle. And that's what birthed the movement. Then I had the opportunity to sit down with Ms. Dyer. And I said, listen, in order for this to work, I can't be the face of it, because most people know that I've had some level of success, and it's going to be difficult for them to understand and comprehend that they can be successful. And Ms. Dyer was the right person, because she had already had a level of success. I mean, as a retired field grade officer, you know, as a major, which is a major feat as a woman. So we were able to connect this. I shared the vision of 2 million families financially educated and impacted. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure that when people understood this skill set of learning how the market works, because many of us were taught how to invest in the market, but there's a whole different aspect of why the wealthy remain wealthy. And so after that took place, we just went to work. And we've been on this journey. This is our fifth year, and we're just getting started. This is our fifth year, but we're just getting started. 2 million families financially educated and impacted. And what's the purpose of wealth? Deuteronomy 8:18 says, it is I that give you power to obtain wealth, right? So God gives us the power to obtain wealth. And then in the Hebrew, the word power there is the word havoc, right? Which means a vehicle. So God has always given us vehicles through the resources of people, information, in order to create wealth. But the wealth is not for you, right? It's that is covenant be established. So now we have a responsibility now to take this information, share with our friend, neighbors, and relatives, so that now they can change their personal financial narrative. Because no matter how we slice the pie up, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, money does answer of all things.
All things. Period. I was going to ask the go ahead, Coach.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to ask the question. So we understand the 2 million families that are going to be educated and impacted within this movement, and the heartbeat of what you've already stated of how you're going to help. So the question will remain for those who are unfamiliar with who does this really help, and what areas is this going to help me in as a person, as a mom, a dad, a leader, and so on and so forth?
Well, it goes back to the basics. You know, everybody that's listening, no matter how well you made, no matter what level of income you've exceeded or education, we're all tied into what we call linear income, where we're exchanging time for dollars. Now, that's just simply not a wealth principle. So when you understand how to make money work for you, then there's an education that goes with that. So how do we engage in this process is teaching people to do exactly what the banks do, right? They take advantage of the foreign exchange market. No matter who they are, insurance companies, everyone plays in the same pond, the same ocean. And guess what? Many people want people to do it for them, but our whole purpose and mission is to teach you how to fish, right? So if I'm able to teach you how to fish, then you're never going to be out there starving or dependent upon what somebody wants to give you. And that's really the heartbeat on how this information takes place. So when we think about, I'm going to be honest, when I went to college, I didn't go to college to get educated. I went to college because they told me, and if I want to be financially free, then I needed to get a degree, right? But then I discovered that a degree doesn't translate to wealth. It may translate to you existing in life and someone else controlling your outcomes. But I decided, and then I looked at the formula. How is it and why is it that the majority of the billionaires in the world, they didn't have a degree, but they understood money, how it works, making it work for them. And then they understood how to distribute and leverage themselves through the lives of other people. So that just made sense to me from that standpoint.
So you went to college to have a good time. And again, I actually went to college in order to get an education. So I thought I did. Well, I needed a way out. I did. And I actually... And I'm going to tell you, your economic status has so much to do with the opportunities that you have. Because as a freshman, I was able to get an internship with the Department of Defense. You know, I was able to obtain that. And I was the only freshman. It's normally given to juniors or seniors. And I was able to obtain that. And I would have went to school for a semester, worked with them for a semester, and a flip-flop back and forth like that. But there were still some financial resources that I needed in order to make that happen. And so I always joke about it because I was on the other side, you know, I ended up on the other side of the Department of Defense, but, you know, being able to commute and the opportunities that were there, but I couldn't take advantage of them. And, you know, it's something that I'm always grateful that I did have opportunity. I was driven and focused, but at the same time, finances control everything, you know, they right. control opportunities a lot of times that you have. And if you're not going to put yourself in a position to leverage opportunity to create wealth or income or to shift that narrative, you got to do better than a Facebook post that says, share this and, you know, God going to bless you and you're going to get rich tomorrow. You know, you got to do better than that. You have to take control. You have to take control.
Well, one of the things I want to follow up with from a perspective, because you all are authors, right? Mr. Rogers has two books out there. Miss Dyer probably has 10, but one that I know that I've read and been able to digest.
I need to click publish. Gotcha.
But I want to say this because I want you all to bring it together how you decide to do so. We have, to me, two different groups of people who need this information, who every day are looking for information, right? One of the groups, I believe, is a group of people who go to church on Sundays and on Wednesdays, and they pray and they say, you know, let the manna come down from heaven, right? They're looking for the manna, or they tend to say, if you're trying to go and get a lot of manna, then something is wrong with you, right? So from this particular book, Success on God's Terms, I always got to turn it a little bit because my light, bring it back into the screen.
Your light's really lighting.
Yep. So I got real good light. But Success on God's Terms, the first book, I just kind of want you to address a little bit, Mr. Rogers, as you speak, about how to be successful in the marketplace and why, as Christians, people need to understand that God wants us to be prosperous. God wants us to succeed in life. A lot of times people get a job. That job just keeps them somewhere from 9 to 5, and they almost don't give what their purpose to give in life, right? Because the job is taking up the main part of their day because that's what they think they have to go and make their money. So Success on God's Terms, I want you to talk about that. And then I want to follow up with my favorite, Be Your Own Bank, Ms. Dyer and Hidden in Plain Sight. Ms. Dyer and Mr. Rogers are co-authors of this book, two of the three authors in this book, and just talk about the educational system. So we talked about education already. So my whole point is we got a segment of the population in a religious sector that has this thought process about money. Then we got a segment of the population who are school, bachelor's, master's, PhD, That's where my money's going to be tied in. How are we reaching those people? What do these books, how do they target those two groups of people? Because that's a big part of the population, right? If we want, if we're trying to change and financially educate and impact 2 million people, woo! That's, you know, that's a lot of people right there we can reach there.
That sounds like everybody. He's breathing. So let's talk about success on God's terms, because you know that is very near and dear to my heart. And when we look at God, always gives us a pattern, right? He always does things in patterns. But the assignment in Genesis 1 and 26, he says, "Let us make man in our own likeness and our own image," right? Okay. And then verse 28, Genesis 1 and 28 says, and then he made man, and then he gave man an assignment. He gave man a purpose. And the purpose of man was to have dominion, to dominate, to reproduce. As a matter of fact, Adam was the first CEO. Adam created industry. Adam was the first economic advisor. Adam was the first business savant because he went to work. He did everything that God told him to do. Mm. And then guess what happened? He was presented with his helpmeet, right? The pattern. Man had established himself first, and then he was able to provide for his helpmeet. It wasn't the reverse. Mm-hmm. So then man fell. Things got out of order. And then guess what happens? That's where the recipe got torn up. So, but then you got to look at it in the natural. Why do the heathen prosper? Because they're actually living out their biblical mandate more than believers are. Mm. Because the assignment was given to mankind. And when he says, "Let us make man," he's talking about the species man.
Right.
So they went to work. So the principles and the pattern is established. But then we have to be willing to unlearn some things, right? I'm talking to that audience that you just made mention of, and realize that in order for you to have impact, in order for you to have legacy, you have to have resources and influence. So it's the resources and the influence that the scripture is replete. When the righteous are in rule, then the city's at peace. So when you look around, the chaos that's in the earth right now is because possibly based on the word of God, that the right people don't have the influence, they don't have the resources, and they don't have the heart of God when it comes to mankind, right? Because God will ingratiate you with his power, his understanding, his might, and then he'll give you the ability to govern justly. So then there will be no concern about social injustice, because a righteous man is going to have the character of God to disseminate and be benevolent and share the resources with those who are in need. So we're talking about character. We're talking about success on God's terms. And when you live the abundant life, then you're not attached to the thing. You give credence to the giver of the thing. And then because he gives you things, then you are willing to give them away because you're not attached to it. And then the educational system. Right. It was designed to create the haves and the have-nots. Hmm. PhD, MBA, undergrad, workforce, exchanging time for dollars. It was never designed to create wealth. Hmm. So if you want to live out your biblical creed, then the responsibility is for you to find a way to reproduce after your own kind. But we reproduce information, whether it's slanted, miscued, or empowered, and we become the duplication process on what we yield our members to.
That's true. And I mean, I'm going to just to understand what he said, we duplicate. So, for example, and then, of course, why is this important to me? I think I'm answering the fifth or sixth question, I think. But because
I only asked two questions. y'all being funny. I asked two questions.
But you gonna learn. You gotta pause. You gotta give me one break, pause, break. Yeah. But so my daughter owns a salon, you know, she be in the beauty industry. But I caught my granddaughter, who will be 5 next month, you know, looking up tutorials on YouTube about how to do makeup and how to do things so she could take care of other people, like, so she can have her business. And why do I mention that? You know, from an understanding that they do what we do and not what we say. And so she sees economic freedom. She sees, you know, they see different things where my daughter, my youngest daughter, asked me how much money do we have in a dire household? You know, those are the types of questions that I get. And so I'm not against education in a, you know, but I've always been the mindset. And as a recruiting commander out here in Jacksonville, you know, I interacted with every high school. And that was one of my biggest reality checks, to understand that people have no desire. Like they don't have a destination. And that's part of the problem is we teach our children that you're going to college. You got to think about it. And so why is attrition so high from freshman to sophomore? Is that high because there was no destination? You should have a journey. You should be focused on what you want in life. And you should always be driven to that. And then once you get, you know, college, if you're going to college, you need to be on the path. You know, if you, what is it you want out of life? And you should always have a plan to get there. And the problem is the education system is not designed for that. The education system is not made for that to happen. It's not at all. And we have a goal of going to college thinking that that's, you know, my dad says all the time, like, I got such and such amount of grandkids in college. And I ask them, what does that mean? What does that mean? Obviously, I got a dual master's and I like I agree with education. But what are you being educated upon? And why are you headed in that direction? So if you want wealth, if you want, you know, you want wealth, you want certain things out of life, you've really got to understand your destination. And the problem is a lot of people don't understand their destination. And that's why the wealth gap gets so much bigger. And if you look at statistics, you look at all of this, people don't understand that people are lazy. That might not have been one of your questions, but the reality is people are lazy. And when I say that, it's because we live in a microwave generation. We live in a generation where people want things right now. And it takes away that work ethic that's required. We used to have to, you know, in writing papers and doing anything or whatever, we used to have to do some work. We used to have to do some research, get your butt in the car and go to the library. We used to have to like really lay it out. And now you can just grab stuff online and change a few words. And it's your, people don't want to put in the work. So when it talks about, you know, it is not that God doesn't want us to have, it's all ours for the, it's all ours, but you have to put in the work. It's faith without works is dead. You know, you can't just, oh, please drop. No, those days, put in the work. And make sure you position yourself and let's go. And I think we lost somebody. You're muted. You're muted. Hold on. So do I get to ask a question?
Go right ahead.
No, I was like, he's talking, but he's muted.
I don't know what happened, but let's get that.
Coach.
There we go. There we go. Something happened, but.
No, the host muted me. Then she went away. So.
Whoa. Oh, no. Whoa. I'm like, oh, wait. Did I need that? Did I miss one?
No, you didn't. Yeah, like... Well, now that we know our target audience, really, which is everybody, right? Now I want to know the Beyond Bank movement. We talk about it being a philosophy, but this particular movement that has just started, that has just been rebirthed, so to speak, we're focusing on about four different areas, really three primary areas. Can you tell us why you chose those areas, foreign exchange, business and personal credit, business credit, you know, the credit industry, and then, of course, real estate investing? Can you all share with us why you chose those three industries to focus on, to teach on, and how a person can kind of benefit from this new educational platform?
Well, I think for a point of clarity, the movement itself has been around for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then what we decided to do, we had been utilizing, you mentioned the pillars that we function in, the foreign exchange market. And we had been utilizing a particular platform to disseminate that information. And because of our expansion, we took it upon ourselves to actually launch our own academy that we are able to disseminate information. So that's when we talk about birth, that's what we were able to birth. BYOBTradingAcademy.com is how we make sure that individuals get this information from pre-K, not knowing anything. And for those who have information, we're going to enhance what you already know. And that's the first entry point. And why do we? Because that sector offers the average person $6.6 trillion that happens every single day. And once again, that information was hidden in plain sight. It's been still been hidden in many, especially for those in the United States. You know, we're probably only familiar with the stock market, which is only about $44 billion a day. Mm. But the entire marketplace, right? $6.6 trillion every single day. And then the other part about that is understanding how to leverage yourself through your personal credit history and understanding that your credit is buying power. And for those who don't understand it, you get abused by it. And for those who understand it, you increase your wealth. So we want to make sure that people are properly dressed up to understand how to leverage your personal credit history, once again, to create legacy, to transfer that information to the next generation. And then we talk about being able to understand how do the rules are set up to understand, especially for those of you in the United States, how to play by the rules of the game. So you want to be a business. You want to be a business. So you want to take full advantage of utilizing business credit to build your empire. You want to take full advantage of making sure that you document it properly. You know, not just having an EIN number and say you have a business name. So if you're going to be in business, we want to make sure you're dressed up properly. And so that market space is $119 trillion worldwide. So yes, we keep talking about trillions, trillions, right. Trillions, trillions. And then the real estate, right? Once again, you're talking about accumulation. You want to accumulate assets, and that's single family or even commercial. So our philosophy is we show you how to make the money, make sure you're dressed up properly, show you how to accumulate assets. And then lastly, we show you how to protect it, right? Because it's not how much you make, it's what you do with it and how you protect it. Ooh. So you need to make sure that you have your business trust. You need to make sure you have your charitable trust and your family trust. And this is how the wealthy stay wealthy, because as Ms. Dyer stated earlier, we're 2 billion percent for education, but most importantly is what you're being educated upon. And then Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man shall leave an inheritance to his children's children. So we all will leave an inheritance.
Right.
An inheritance of poverty or an inheritance of wealth. And when you change the channel in your mind, then you change the outcome and the results in your community.
Wow.
I love it. Why somebody writing a 100-page paper changing words? See, I told you.
Ms. Dyer, can you follow up and let us know how good our educators are? What actually makes us stand out from the other educational platforms out there? Somebody going to YouTube, somebody going to Facebook, trying to learn this on their own. What makes the Be Your Own Bank movement and our system the cream of the crop?
Well, let me do my plug real quick. Join me tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live and also on YouTube, because guess what? I will be teaching at 9 o'clock tomorrow, so you'll get to see me live in action. Okay, now to answer your question. The reality is the difference with our educators and what we do and what has made us different is the passion for you to grow. What we also understand is that initial part. So for many of us, is first and foremost, I'm going to say it's not difficult, but it is different. And so based on when this came about, based on when this started, based on when we actually as retail traders had access and the ability to actually access the platform, well, the reality is it wasn't when we were younger.
when we were being formed, when those things were happening. So now what it is we actually understand that, and we understand how important the basics are. We understand how important that hands-on experience is, right? We understand those things. So it's spring break. Hey,
we understand.
So they just walking back in the house. But the reality is, you know, we understand that, you know, we understand that we need that hands on. So we're not just throwing an academy at you. We're not just throwing something and say, hey, go learn it. And I mean, just think about it. When COVID hit, right? Communities have always been better. Communities have always fostered better learning environments. So let's just go back to reality. A lot of kids were displaced and taken out of school. And you had children who, for example, my daughter's been a straight A student, but that's the season when she actually had a few B's, and they missed that interaction in that environment. But you had children that needed more. You know, they actually were removed from class and they struggled. And then they had a struggle integrating back into the community. So it wasn't the lessons, because we still had lesson plans. We still had, you know, they still had everything that they had. But the reality is communities foster better learning environments. And we understand that.
Wow, that is so powerful. And I just thank both of you all for sharing in that space to let people know what they can expect. What people know, let people know not only how the vision started, how it's going. And I know we don't make any financial promises, Mr. Rogers, but I would at least like to hear from you just a feel for if a person takes the opportunity, takes the time and join the academy, what can they expect from us? What type of things, when they commit to themselves, when they invest in themselves and they give this thing 12 months, 18 months, what type of things can people expect when they join the movement, get around a community of people who are part of the movement? What are the type of things that people can expect, not just to learn, but who they will become in the process?
Well, the reality is, because we have such an environment that's first housed in personal development, and understanding that no matter what the information is, an individual will never exceed themselves based on what's going on in their mind. So that's where the first part is. And I tell people all the time, believe it or not, making money is the easiest thing that any of us could ever do. As simple as 1, 2, 3, right? But the reality is, I know unequivocally, this is the largest economic empowerment movement in the history of mankind, because we have the solution to everybody that's listening to their dilemma, right? We're talking about putting people in a position where understanding that wealth is a byproduct of your thought process, right? So the how-to is easy, right? And then guess what? We're talking about putting people in a position where they can have a livable wage. So those industries that we just made mention of, trillion-dollar industries individually, and we've been able to combine a movement that puts a person in a position where they could take advantage of it. So if you commit to this process for yourself, imagine this. We were excited, and we're still excited about, here in the United States specifically, a minimum wage of being $15 an hour. For an 8-hour workday, that's only $125 a day. For an 8-hour workday, people get excited about $15 an hour. Imagine this. If you took yourself serious, learn this skill set over the next 12, 18, 24 months, however long it may be. And then now you have ability to go into a marketplace and you decide how much you want to make. And there's no cap on it. No one has to sign off on your evaluation and say you need a raise if you give a raise. You can give yourself a raise every single day, every single second, every single moment. So that number, I want to leave it up to your imagination. But know this, in due season, you can write your own check and you can be your own bank and take your time while you're learning it. Where you're about to be is not where you reside currently. We're going to teach you how to compound it while you're earning it. It's that new type of money. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Ms. King, we're so glad you're able to join us. And we know you had technical difficulties.
Thank you.
And we see we see the folks in our chat who are chiming in, who are getting good information. We have people chiming in all the way from the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So like we said, the Be Your Own Bank is a worldwide movement. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is not as restricted to the United States. We talked about Adam being our first CEO. We talked about the educational system, about the have and have nots. And everybody you see here is not against education. It's about what you're being educated upon.
Right.
We want to be very clear about that, because a lot of times people tend to think that we're in conflict with that, and that's not it at all. This is literally about what you're being educated on. In the same way that you learned algebra, trigonometry, geometry at one point in your life, you can learn a skill set that will allow you to create and write your own salary and financial narrative. We have people talking about the learning about entrepreneurship. They're going to be writing their dissertation real soon. So we appreciate the folks.
Give me credit. Give me credit.
Yeah. Give the source. Put the source on.
So we have people out there who are chiming in, and we thank people for chiming in, who are seeing this live and who will see it on replay. And I think that as we kind of start moving towards the wrap up for today's edition with our co-founders, I guess, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of this. You mentioned something earlier, and I want to make sure we tap into it. You talked about direct sales, and there's a reputation people have about sales, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing we have to realize is everybody is a product of sales, right? It's amazing to me when people say they don't like sales, but everything is sales. Goods and services are always moving through the marketplace. No matter what job you're on, you're offering a product or service at that job. You just might not be the person doing it, right? But because you guys were in the direct sales industry before, I think both of you all have had a history there. What is a person thinking who say, is it one of those things?
First of all, if you ate today, you a product of sales.
That part.
But I already know what, you know, Mr. Rogers, I want to let our visionary, our founder, CEO, I want to let him chime in, but I want to speak it to somebody. I want to, you know, kind of give a thought process from someone who used to be against it. Mm-hmm. That was me. Yeah. This person.
Yes, that's what we need. That's what we need to hear.
Yeah. I did not want anything to do with it. So I actually thought that I had accomplished a certain level and a certain status in life. And, you know, I thought I had, you know, so I thought it was completely, I was against it. And what happened, life happens to everybody. But now I'm always about, you got to position yourself. So what my wake up call was every administration, every last one of them, the furloughs, the military funding, all of that, right? And that goes to everybody. But in the military, when you're on active duty, it's not going to happen. You know, it never happens. Nobody's going to let the military be impacted. Come on now, you can't do that. However, there was a president that did let it happen. And it didn't happen all the way, but it got to the point where it reflected on our pay stubs. So we actually ended up with two deposits, and that was during the Obama administration. I'm sorry, but that's what happened. But that was during that administration. And so I'm having to console my soldiers. I'm having to hold on, because I got expenses too. I was looking for my check as well. And you got to come back to work. And so it was on our LESs, on our what is equivalent to a pay stub. So that was my wake up call, because I was very comfortable. I was very financially comfortable. I was comfortable in what I did, you know, and I knew for a fact, no matter what, I was getting a check on the 1st and the 15th, you know, and I had, you know, coming from where I told you guys I came from. So, you know, I didn't want to hear nothing. And so I started kind of digging through some stuff, and like I was getting ready to send my oldest daughter to college. And in that journey, you know, I needed a tax write-off, and I know a business will do that. So I called a guy who had been spamming me and bothering me about this thing, you know, and quit talking to me about that thing. And, you know, I didn't feel like he could do anything or share anything, or he was, you know, he hadn't had no success in business or nothing. But like, you know, so I wasn't hearing anything he had to say. which was very disrespectful to our friendship, you know, because we had been friends about 10 years, but I wouldn't even look at it. I get out my face, deleting his text messages. I don't hear it. So when that happened and looking for college, I picked up the phone and called him just because I needed the tax write-off. And I'm like, hey, don't bother me, this and this and that. I'm going to start this business. And, you know, so I can get the tax benefits that come with owning a business. Well, there was another officer that I knew that I shared that information with because he also needed one. I had one child going to college. He had twins. And so he needed it. And I shared it. And that company sent me a check for $50. And, you know, and understanding that, and the $50 didn't make or break me or anything at that time. I didn't need the $50. But the reality is I understood in that moment that I could create value. I got to determine if I got another $50 or not. And it was up to my control.
Yeah.
And so my mind got open because what we even, and I mentioned the military because that is the most comfort zone place you could ever have. Right. Like, we won't even let our soldiers have financial struggle. You know, like, I had soldiers that used to come to me because they moved somewhere and they didn't understand how to get their kids to school. Like, they think we're going to solve all their problems. Mm. And, you know, and the reality is you're so comforted, but that's what it was. So for me, you know, and for somebody with my mindset, and that's one of them things, I challenge you to think about things a little differently. I challenge you to open your minds and understand that you have to be in control of your narrative. And as long as you dependent on somebody else, even if you punch in the clock, you are still not in control.
Well, Mr. Rogers, Ms. Dyer talked about it from one of those things. I guess as we have people looking at this, as we kind of wrap up a little bit, what do you say to the person that says, but I still don't want to, I got to talk to three people and talk to three and five people and talk to three and five people in order for me to be successful? What makes this different as well, sir?
Well, the reality is this. It goes back to the very thing that we started out this conversation with, right? We're talking about education. We're talking about economic empowerment. Now, you have a choice, the red pill or the blue pill. Do you want to be educated or do you want to be indoctrinated, right?
That's good.
Because the reality is you have to be willing to unlearn some things that have led to you where you are right now. And so direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing, right? It's a part of everyday life. As a matter of fact, we exist because somebody has some good talk game. My father talked to my mama, right? And that's how I came in the earth.
Oh my!
Lord.
I still hear that story when I met. I still hear that.
Y'all'll catch that. Y'all'll catch that. Right? My Lord. So, but we're all involved in the industry. But think about it this way: I want to challenge for those people who say it is one of those things. Think about this: who came up with the idea to tell you and I that if you work to a place for 20 or 30 years, right, it's 52 weeks in a year? And we may give you 2 weeks off if you're lucky, right? Who came up with that game plan? Who signed us up for that? That don't make sense at all, right? You can't even go on field trips with your kids. You got to call in sick. I want people to call in well. I ain't showing up today because I don't feel like it.
Call in well.
I want to call in well. So when you think about it, it's just a wealth principle, right? It's just math. If you stop working right now, when the pandemic hit, guess what happened? Everybody who had the secure, good job, it was gone. But for us in the Be Your Own Bank movement, we didn't miss a beat. The market was still moving up and down, up and down. So that's the thought process. And I love this industry because, once again, it's a wealth principle. It was J. Paul Getty said it best. He said, I'd rather have 99% of 100 people that was 100% of my own. Because if he didn't show up, 99% of work still get done. But if you don't show up, and if it's not that payday Friday, ooh, them 2 weeks be long, right? So when people have them 2 week jobs and they get paid every 2 weeks, oh, that's brutal. But you still
that's why those industries
you change your time for dollars. So you know, you need to embrace it. And then look at your history. Look at your family history. Who do you know that has retired and has the ability to impact the next generation?
But if it was enough, just kind of caveating off of what you said, if it was enough, why do we have all these payday loan systems, all these loaning, people living over above, even realtors? You talk about one of the industries we in, even real estate agents can get a loan on their closing.
So what she just described was, we talked about linear income. That's what people who have a job, then transactional income, you know, and we love the real estate industry, but it's still transactional, right? You still got to leave your house. People still control the outcomes. But when you put this skill in your brain, in your mind, guess what? You can be your own bank and take your time while you're learning it.
That's why we added the investing piece to it as well. I do have my license, so it's no hate. I got a license.
Wow. Well, Ms. King, could you wrap it up for we got 4 minutes to bring this thing home? Let people know where they can find us, what we're doing.
I got a question.
I didn't get involved with the movie. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
I want to tell our listening audience, I want to reshape and help you transform your mind, because Mr. Green asked a very pertinent question. People always ask, is it one of those things? So I want to invert that. I want you to ask yourself the question, why not one of those things if it's going to put you and your family on the other side of money, right?
Right.
So I want us to begin to ask a different set of questions. What do I need to do to ensure that my family last name is renowned, not only from a financial standpoint, but having impact in my place of fellowship, in my community, the things that are happening to that homeless guy? Because I'm in a position, my family name is in a position that I can go and now I've created some homes, some transition homes that I can fund and repatriate somebody and put them back into society. Those are the questions that this movement is challenging people to ask. How about, you know, for someone who does have a desire to go to have a collegiate experience, I want to be able to every year, I want to send 500 kids to college on my dime. Those are the questions that this movement wants you to ask in your heart and in your mind. And if you have wealth, indiscriminate wealth, then you can change not only your local Jerusalem, your Judea, your Samaritan, and then the most other parts of the world. Matthew 28 and 12. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. And when your pocket is fat, you can transform the world.
Mm-hmm. And what they doing now is if it can't do it, then you really need to take that shift. But I'm going to just ask this behind that. Did y'all see the grand twins, the pictures yesterday? That's what generational wealth looks like. Those are the grand twins. And they will never have a worry in this world because of what's here right now, because of this movement. So they're already taken care of, like literally. But I want to say bye. I'm excited to have been here today. I just want to say I love you. And once again, join me. We'll be live in the market on Zoom temporarily. You got to get enrolled to access the continued training. But you want to plug in with us, but 9 a.m. tomorrow. But she'll get the information about tonight because you should actually show up there first.
You should show up. So tonight, just like she said, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. 7:30 p.m. That just means be extra early. But at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have an amazing webinar tonight. What is it going to help you understand? Everything that we spoke about tonight. And then it gives you a chance to listen to the founders directly. And in addition, what happens is you get to make a choice of going ahead and learning how to be your own bank for the next generation, for your kids, for your family, for your friends, and for yourself mostly. So tonight you can go on BYOBMovementWorldwide.com, and you're going to go and you're going to elect the webinar. And when you elect the webinar, go ahead and make sure that when you elect it, put it in your calendar. And then who invited you, put one of our names, put whoever is invited you as a guest, and then make sure you show up for yourself to make a decision that today is the day that you take a stand for your financial narrative today, not tomorrow, not the next day, but today is the day that you make that shift for you putting yourself and your family on the other side of money. So it's time to be your own bank. join the movement and understand that today is the best day of your life. When you look back from, what is it, 12 months from now, you understand that today your life has shifted. And when you look back, you'll understand, I'm so glad that I made this move today. You're going to thank yourself. And you can send me some money too. I like money. But yes, you can do all of that. But I'm excited. You can be your own bank. Get on the webinar. Follow all of our pages. Follow us on social media. And make sure you follow us on YouTube. And understand that today is about to be the best day of your life. So family and friends, we love you. Have an awesome, amazing, fantabulous day. And be your own bank. Should end with a theme song.